This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Grab your favorite Padres cap, sit back, and relax. It's Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
Prior Friday, management report coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Sam Gainey, the director of Padres Player Development, about what's going on with some of those kids. I'm curious about the ones who aren't on the 60-man roster.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What are they up to?
How are they advancing their baseball careers during the pandemic?
That is, and how are they keeping in touch with them? You know,
yeah.
Are they just making them Zoom every day?
Yeah. Dozens of Zoom calls? How does that even work? Plus, it is Friday, which means we're about 10 minutes away from Ben Reed's Wraps.
Got all your garb on, you're ready to go.
Garbed up. First, though, we're about to get our streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston. First, check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 on 97.3 The Fan to listen to the Smart Investing Show. Host Brent Wilsey has over 40 years of experience in finance and was recently picked as one of California's top investment advisors for 2020 by Forbes magazine. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. We've got him, the host of the Crossing Streams podcast, CMO of the Sockers, friend of the program. Craig Elston is back with streaming television recommendations for us this weekend. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Woods. How are you fellas doing on this fine Friday?
Doing great, my friend. Doing great. Had a little night off from Padres baseball last night, which I feel like we all needed as much as we,
yeah, we did.
You know, missed it. I feel like we needed it. It's been like watching the playoffs every night.
You aren't kidding, man. I felt like my heart got a little bit of a respite last night. And also a chance to watch something other than Padres baseball in the evening.
100%.
I think it's, right? It's become our binge from 6 o'clock on, essentially, every night. And it's been quite a compelling show with some ups and downs as well.
Yes, so, it has been. You know what?
It has been.
It's been, to me, Craig, and, you know, we've watched Padres baseball intently for years and years and years. Win or lose, it's some of the most interesting baseball we've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's offense. There's stars, there's good pitchers, there's good drama late in the games, there's big hits. It has been a good season of Padres baseball. The writers are doing a good job keeping us interested.
And we've got an undeniable breakout star in Tatis who should win all the Emmys.
There's no doubt.
Well, speaking of a show, boys, that might win all the Emmys, well, three streaming recommendations for you. Each and every week on Ben and Woods, always try and give you three different types of shows, three different platforms. Hopefully one of these provides a hook into your gills. And we start with a show that Paulie and I were just saying when he put me on hold. I think I've had this one on the shelf waiting to recommend for like 3 or 4 months, which is one of the best shows of the last 2 years combined, and that's Succession.
Here's so HBO much about this one.
But you haven't watched it, eh?
No.
It is time, my friend. This is the perfect time for yourself and for Shelley to settle into one of the great shows on TV over the last few years. So the premise for someone who has never watched it at all is that we are watching a family that is not dissimilar to the Murdoch family, okay? Extremely wealthy, old money, running a multi-billion dollar, multinational media conglomerate. But the patriarch of the family, the Rupert, so to speak, played by Brian Cox, Logan Roy, in the very first episode suffers a stroke. And we get to see all of his children, some of whom are more qualified than others, conniving and scheming to try and figure their way to the top of the company. That pitch, which you kind of have to give to explain what Succession is, went a little cold on me when this show first came out in 2018, boys. I'm like, I don't like the Murdochs. I don't want to know about Fox. and, you know, like, maybe this won't be that interesting to me. But the thing about Succession is it's a little bit of a slow burn, but there's a reason that this show picked up 18 Emmy nominations, including 9 for acting alone. This is one of the best, most interesting, deepest casts that's ever been assembled. It might take you a couple, 3 episodes to figure out where all the pieces are on the board. But once you figure out who everyone is and they all start interacting, this show is genius. Brian Cox, who plays the patriarch Logan Roy, Jeremy Strong, who plays his son that's always trying to get to the top, they stand out. They've both been nominated for Best Lead Actor Emmys this year. But honestly, the whole cast is memorable. This is a masterclass in vicious humor, and it's extremely, extremely funny. I want to underline that. This is a very darkly funny show. Before it's anything else, it's very funny. Also, corporate commentary, family done the wrong way, done hard. It's a brilliant show. Perfect timing right now, Ben, for you and Shelley to kind of ease into this show. Watch the 2 seasons because it should be coming back. It will be coming back. It should be coming back next year. So perfect time to get caught up on Succession.
Next up, Craig, is a show starring an actress who I've watched her other big shows before, Chuck and The Handmaid's Tale. But I didn't even know she was Australian because she's always playing it with an American accent. But in this show, she actually gets to go back down under.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yvonne Strahovski, if you're a fan of The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, you've seen her basically torturing Elizabeth Moss for several years now. Here's your chance to see her do something else. Stateless is the name of a limited series on Netflix, streaming now, 6 episodes, so not too deep of a bite that you have to take. And it's a story inspired by true events. An Australian woman who's got some mental health issues, trying to escape her family, trying to escape an abusive relationship. She does so in a very not so advised way by trying to pose as an immigrant in Australia and winds up being in an Australian immigration detention camp as someone without a country, hence the title Stateless. We're introduced to this character played by Yvonne Strahovski, Sophie Werner, in the first episode. We kind of get to follow her path into the detention center and understand her. And she's a lead character, to be sure. But the reason I'm recommending this, guys, after watching it is I thought that the limited series did a great job of not just being about the white woman in the detention center that draws attention to what's going wrong there, but it also gave very powerful, well-drawn-out stories of other immigrant families, other more realistic immigrant stories in the camp, and also the moral quandaries facing the folks who are hired, just private folks off the street to help administer those types of camps and who are working there. I thought it was a very interesting, balanced plot line and a very compelling watch, and I thought Yvonne Strahovski was terrific in it. So Stateless, if you're looking for something just a little bit more serious, but it's not a very long run, I've got it for you right there. Good limited series on Netflix.
And finally, for something completely different here, Craig.
Yes. So, like I said, I was trying to offer something a little bit of variety, right? So Succession, great adult show, but you can't have the kids watching it. Stateless is a little bit more of a serious drive down the road. But if you're looking for something for your kids, if you're looking for something for the whole family, and you've never dived into Mark Rober's YouTube channel, I'll spell that for you. Mark, obviously, common spelling, Rober, R-O-B-E-R. You're in for a great night tonight when you do so. Rober's got almost 13 million followers on YouTube, and it's for a reason. He's like that one teacher you remember from high school that just had it, that made learning fun, that made things interesting, that you remembered years and decades later. And that's who Mark Rober is. He is absolutely brilliant. And his videos, which are usually somewhere between 15, 25, maybe 30 minutes long, are uniformly entertaining. You might have seen him before, guys, because one of his videos about 2 years ago really broke out and became viral, which was when he was getting sick of people stealing his Amazon packages off of his front porch. Okay, you remember this, Woodsy?
Yes, and brilliant.
He created the package that would shoot out glitter and spray. Yeah, but it also had four iPhones inside the canister to record everything, and it turned into an absolutely brilliant video. That's the type of entertainment that you get with also incredible scientific explanations. But you'll also, if you go to his channel, see him attempt to build a trampoline big enough to bounce a car off of, create the world's biggest super soaker, and so many more things. It's really, really recommended for, I mean, literally anybody. I think this guy is brilliant, and it's incredibly fun and entertaining to watch his channel, but especially kids, I'd say six and above, young teenagers, anybody who is dragging their feet on science and is really not that interested in how the world works, expose them to youtube.com/Mark Rober. And I think you're going to find if there's a chance to light that spark, this is a channel that might do it.
13 million YouTube followers, can't be wrong, I guess. Craig, appreciate it as always.
Thanks,
a great
brother.
Weekend.
Take care, boys. Talk to you next week.
Craig Elston on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. Our boss wants you to make some viral science videos.
Yeah, I saw his text. Did somebody say viral, he said? God damn it, Craig. He had a meeting yesterday. He's got some ideas for some videos that he wants done pretty soon, right?
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's get to it.
It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You have a name, you have a live till you've been re-strapped. It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You have a live, you have a live till you've been re-strapped. Friday, 7:50 a.m., not an a.m. Ben's about to play himself, Woods can't wait to play him. Being so dang polite, he uses no obscenities. Ben's about as nice, has the room's amenities. Where you at? I'm in the driveway, you on the highway. How's he never heard this song? Who knows, bro, no way. Setting up weekends full of laughter, full of play. Ben's about to butcher classes, gotta slap in major ways, major lanes. Should've knew that, classic. How'd he do that? Longing for the day he tries to say, chop the screw wraps. Ben, don't do this, don't do that. We know you never heard the verses, know you really blew that. It's a classic, it's a slap and never.
Now we got an absolute classic for you today. And we may have done this, but it's been years. And I don't care because I wanted to hear
I love that I've got golf on one screen and then rap on the other here. All right, here we go. I don't remember this one. Okay. Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front of. Called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. It's all good. And all the ends in the struggle, you know what I'm saying. It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Man. I let my tape rock till my tape popped, smoking weed in bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with a hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Duh-huh. You never thought that hip-hop would take this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid. Blow up like the world trade.
Ben!
Wow. Oh my Born sinner, God. The opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner. Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funkmaster Flex, Lovebug Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. And you know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You had a goal, but not that many, because you're the only one. I'll give you good and plenty. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. That Moet and Alize keep me pissy. Girl used to diss me. Now they write letters because they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast from the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, Indo for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Smalls speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl's ear.
You're good.
Well, okay, I'm good. Thank you. I kind of like that.
Wow.
One.
Juicy. But Notorious B.I.G. You're the Notorious
Biggie Smalls.
H.I.G. Higgy Smalls.
Okay.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Can I go back to watching my golf?
Yes,
now?
You can. I mean, we still have a radio show to do. We got an hour
left.
We got
Friar Friday, yeah, in fact. It is Sam Gainey, the management report, the director of player personnel, the Padres organization, going to be joining us up next. And then we can get back into our discussion about the roster cuts the Padres made yesterday.
Elise, by the way, everybody.
Elise.
Alize.
Alize?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a liqueur.
Really?
I believe, yeah.
I didn't know that one. Put it next to the Henry on the shelf. Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.